A heat advisory remains in effect for parts of northeast Ohio through 8 tonight. The advisory includes Carroll and Tuscarawas counties. The National Weather Service expects heat index values to reach 102 degrees. Alliance City Council is taking a closer look at how data centers could operate in the city. A subcommittee has begun studying their impacts on water, electricity, safety, zoning, and taxes. The city has an 18-month moratorium on new data centers while council develops future rules. Prosecutors in Tennessee will seek the death penalty against a Stark County woman accused of killing a sheriff's deputy. 44-year-old Christy Cunningham, who previously worked at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Massillon, was indicted by a grand jury Tuesday on murder and other charges. She is accused of fatally shooting 37-year-old deputy Derek Bonham January 30th in Martin, Tennessee. The events leading to the shooting remain unclear. She is scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday. One arrest was made Tuesday morning in a raid of a Canton home. Members of the Police Coordinated Response Team, assisted by the Stark Metro Narcotics Unit and ATF, served a search warrant in the 200 block of Lawn Avenue Northwest. Chief John Gabbard says officers found 32 grams of cocaine, a firearm, and nearly $23,000 in cash. 64-year-old Rodney Pullen of Canton was charged with cocaine trafficking, drug possession, and having weapons under disability. An investigation is continuing. A Canton man is staying in his home despite being told by city code enforcement to leave after a car crashed into it. 79-year-old Ronnie Asbell tells the repository the Tuesday crash damaged the foundation, shifted his front porch, and cut off electricity. A 24-year-old Canton woman was cited for failure to control and driving without insurance. She's set for arraignment in municipal court September 16th. The crash occurred in the 1200 block of Maple Avenue Northeast. Ohio Gradings is expanding its operations, bringing about 100 jobs to the Alliance and Canton areas. The metal grading manufacturer will begin daily operations this month at its new Armor Street Northeast facility in Lexington Township. The Perry Township-based company is hiring material handlers, MIG welders, fabricators, production assistants, and CNC operators for first and second shift positions. The 177th Stark County Fair is underway with a new king and queen crowned Tuesday. Becca Bonner, a Tuslaw High School senior, is this year's fair queen. Anthony McCracken of Beach City is the fair king. Amelia Rohr of North Lyons and Daniel Peterson of Massillon were named runners-up. The fair continues through Labor Day, with the royal court taking part in livestock shows, concerts, and other activities. A mistrial has been declared in the trial of a Minerva man accused in a deadly October 2024 crash in Rootstown Township. 44-year-old Matthew Sims is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide in the deaths of 80-year-olds David Moore and Garnett McLaughlin. Jurors began deliberations Friday and continued Monday, but could not agree on a verdict. Judge Becky Doherty declared the mistrial Tuesday. Sims remains held on a $150,000 bond. His new trial is set for February 23rd. The Summit Metro Crash Response Team is investigating a fatal motorcycle crash in Streetsboro. Police say Wayne Selby of Streetsboro was southbound on Page Road early Tuesday when he lost control and hit a utility pole between Miller Parkway and Hannum Drive. Selby was pronounced dead at the scene. Page Road was closed more than 3 hours. Three dogs are alive after being rescued from a burning home in Salem, but four cats and other animals did not survive. The Columbiana County Humane Society says seven animals were inside the house in the 800 block of Highland Avenue when fire broke out Wednesday. Firefighters rescued the dogs, and one was in critical condition and rushed to a veterinary clinic by a Salem police officer. Crews put out the flames, which did heavy damage to the home. Columbiana County Commissioners have approved an emergency purchase of road salt after receiving no bids for the county's normal summer purchase. The county will spend up to $125,000 for salt at about $126 a ton. Commissioners say ODOT's cooperative program won't be available until January. The board also approved fiber optic work and received an update on changes to Beaver Valley Power Station's emergency alert system. A 2.5-megawatt solar farm is being proposed on 18 acres in Smith Township. Pivot Energy plans to build the facility on West Calla Road, just off Route 14. The property is part of a roughly 100-acre farm leased to Pivot for what trustee Terry Chris believes is a 40-year term. The Ohio EPA has approved the project's notice of intent, but construction has not started. Completion is expected by September 2027. Chris says the project's relatively small size limits the township's authority over it. West Calla is expected to undergo improvements in order to handle heavy truck traffic related to the project. A Mahoning County grand jury will hear the case of a Youngstown couple accused of locking an 11-year-old boy in a dog cage. 67-year-old Franklin Heisler and 33-year-old Chu Yu Zheng are each charged with felony child endangering. Both turned themselves in and waived their preliminary hearings Wednesday in Youngstown Municipal Municipal Court. Police say the boy was found locked in the cage during an August 3rd house fire on Forest View Drive. Bond for each is set at $50,000. A federal judge has dismissed part of a wrongful death lawsuit over a drug overdose at a private Youngstown prison. Judge Benita Pearson ruled the lawsuit didn't provide enough evidence to support a claim that CoreCivic and a former warden failed to protect inmate Montel Williams. Williams died in October 2023 after ingesting fentanyl or another dangerous drug. Judge sent the remaining wrongful death claim back to Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.